Shishi. Ki yikach ish isha chadosha. If a man will marry a new wife, which means he will marry somebody that he never married before, even if he marries an almona, a widow, where she was married before, however, since he was never married to her, this is considered isha chadosha, a new marriage to him, and the halacha of this parsha applies to her. However, it does not apply to somebody who is machzir grushasai, somebody who is taking back the woman that he divorced, because such a woman is not considered a isha chadosha, a new woman to him. And what is the halacha in this parsha? That during the first year of his marriage, lo yetzei batzava, he does not go to the army, v'lo ya'avar olav l'chol davar, and no obligation of the army will pass over him. Not only is he exempt from combat, but he is also exempt from supplying the troops with water and food, and from fixing the roads. Naki yi lebesai, he will be free to his household, shana echos, for the first year of his marriage, v'simach es ishtoi asher lokach, and during that year, he should make the wife that he took happy. And not only is this true by somebody who is in the first year of his marriage, this halacha also applies to somebody who is living in his new house for the first year, and somebody who is eating the fruits of his vineyard during the first year that he is allowed to eat these fruits. And we learned this out from the extra words in the pasuk, the word besai, which comes to include even somebody who is living in his house for the first year, and the extra word yihyeh in the pasuk, that teaches us even a person who is eating the fruits of his vineyard for the first time. And although we learned in Parashat Shoftim, Perik Chof, Sukkim Hei through Ches, that somebody who was Mekadesh and Isha, but did not make Nisuin on her yet, and somebody who built a house and did not live in it yet, and somebody who planted a vineyard but did not eat its fruit yet, all these people leave the battlefield and do not go out to war. The Pasuk over there was only exempting them from battle, from combat. However, those people must supply the troops with food and water and fix the roads. A person who is in the first year of his marriage, the first year of living in his house, and the first year of eating his fruit, he is totally exempt from anything, any obligation of the army, even supplying the troops with food and even fixing the roads. Zok Rashi Posokei, Isha Chadosha, a new wife, Shehi Chadosha Loi, this is referring to a wife that is new to him. Ba'afilu amono, even if she is a widow, she married somebody else before. However, since she is new to him, she is considered isha chadasha. Prat, this is coming to exclude, lemachzir grushasai, somebody who is returning and taking back the woman that he divorced. Since this woman is not new to him, therefore she is not included in this parsha. V'lo ya'avar olav d'var hatzava, and it will not pass over him a matter of the army, l'chol davar, shu tzarech hatzava, for anything that is needed for the army. Lo l'sapik ma'im u'mazoin, he does not have to supply food and water. V'lo l'sakin drachim, and he does not have to fix the roads. Aval ha'choizrim me'oruchei ha'melchama api koyein. However, what was stated earlier in Parshas Shoftim, Perik Chof, Psukim Hei through Ches, the people that go back from the battlefield by the command of the koyein, kigoin bono bayis v'lo chanochoi, for example, a person that built a house and did not yet live in it, oy eras ishav lo l'kocho, or a person that made erisin on a woman, but did not make nisuin, and these people leave the battlefield, maspikim mayim umazoin umesaknim es hadrochim. They still have to supply the troops with water and food, and fix the roads. They are only exempt from combat. Yiel beisai, af bishvil beisai. Even for somebody's house, he can also be exempt totally from the army. Imbono bayis v'chanochoi, if he built a house, and he inaugurated it, and he is living there for the first year. And so too somebody who planted a vineyard and is redeeming the fruits for the first time. He does not leave his house for the needs of the battle. And also he does not leave his vineyard for the needs of the battle. Zakrashi lebesai zebesai. The word besai in the pasuk is coming to include his house. The first year that he lives in his house, he is exempt. Yihyeh. The extra word yiyeh, l'rabbis es kamro, is coming to include the first year that he eats the fruits of his vineyard. Because the pasuk could have said, naki hu lebesai. Since the pasuk says yiyeh, yiyeh is coming to include even his vineyard. B'simach es ishtoi, yisamach es ishtoi, he should make his wife happy. V'targumoi, like Targum says, v'yachtei yos itisei, he should make his wife happy. V'hametargem, and somebody who has the girsa in Targum, v'yechtei im itisei, he should be happy with his wife, Toyahu, he is making a mistake. She'ein zeh targum shel v'simach, because that is not the definition of v'simach, which means to make somebody else happy. Elo shel v'samach, that would be the definition of v'samach, that he should be happy. Therefore, Rashi is telling us, v'simach es ishtoi means that he should make his wife happy, not that he should be happy together with his wife. Because if the pasuk meant that he should be happy together with his wife, the Torah would have said v'samach, not v'simach. And the pasuk continues that although a lender may take a mashkin, a security for his loan, he may not take anything that the borrower needs in order to prepare his food. Lo yachavol, he may not take as a mashkin rechayim, the lower stone of the millstone, varachav, or the upper stone of the millstone, ki nefesh hu chayvel, because that will be taking as a mashkin something that he needs for oichel nefesh, something that he needs to prepare his food. Zok Rashi lo yachavol, he may not take as a mashkin, im bo lo mashkinoi al choyvoi bebezdin, if he is coming to take a mashkin in bezdin, lo yimashkinenu bedvorim she'oisim behem oichel nefesh, he should not take a mashkin from something that he needs to prepare his food. And since Rashi says, im bo lo mashkinoi al choyvoi bebezdin, Rashi is telling us that this halacha only applies if he is taking a mashkin later on in bezdin. However, a mashkin that was taken at the time of the loan can even be from something that is used for oichel nefesh. Zok Rashi rechayim, hi hatachtoino, this is the lower stone of the millstone, rochav, hi ol yoino, rochav is the upper stone of the millstone. And the pasuk continues, ki mosei ish goinev nefesh me'echov mibnei Yisrael, if a man will be found to kidnap a soul from his brothers, from the bnei Yisrael, this amir boy, and he will work with this person that he kidnaps, umechoroi, and sell him, umeis haganav ahu, and this kidnapper will be put to death with the misa of chenek, uvi'arto haromi kibecho, and you shall remove the evil from among you. Zok Rashi ki yimotzei, if he will be found, be'edin v'asro, this means that he was warned, and also witnesses saw this happen. V'chein kol ki yimotzei shebetorah, and so too, any time the Torah says ki yimotzei, it means that he was warned, and witnesses saw this happen. V'samer boy, einu chayev achi yishtamish boy, he is not chayev until he works with the person that he kidnaps. So if witnesses will see him kidnap this person, work with him, and then sell him, then he will be chayev the misa of chenek. And the pasuk continues, Hishomer b'nega ha-saras, be careful concerning the nega of saras, be careful not to pull out the simone tuma, the two white hairs, which are an indication of tuma vadai, that it is definitely tame, and also don't pull out the actual nega itself. Lishmar ma'oi, to be very careful, v'lasos, and to do, like everything the Kohanim from Shevet Levi instruct you to do, like I have commanded them, Tishmu Lasois, you shall be careful to perform. You should listen to the Kohanim, whether the Kohanim tell you that this person has to be locked up for a week, whether they tell you that this person is definitely Tamei or definitely Tahar. Zachor eis asher osa Hashem alokecha leMiriam, remember what Hashem your God has done to Miriam, baderech, on the way, b'tzeisechem mi'mitzroyim, when you left Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains, if you wish to avoid being afflicted with tzaras, the Torah gives you good advice. By remembering how Miriam was afflicted with tzaras for speaking Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe, you will also refrain from Lashon Hara, and tzaras will not afflict you. Rashi learned that the pasuk is giving good advice how to avoid tzaras. However, Ramban counts this pasuk as a mitzvah saseh, just like the pasuk Zochar es Yom HaShabbos, one must remember the day of Shabbos. Zochar es Hashar Asalcha Amalek, you must remember what Amalek did to you. So too must one remember what was done to Miriam. And it is not sufficient to just remember in one's heart. One must verbally say this, as we darshin Zochar bepeh. Zachar must be done verbally. Zok Rashi Pasuk Ches, Hishomer b'nega tzaras, you shall be careful concerning a nega tzaras, Sheloi titloish simani tuma, you shall not pull out the simanim of tuma, do not pull out the two white hairs which indicate that it is tameh. Veloi tokus es habaheres, and also do not pull out the nega itself, the baheres. Kechol asher yoru eschem, you shall listen to everything the kahanim instruct you. Im lahaskir, whether they tell you that the person must be locked up for a week. Im lahachlit, whether they tell you that this person is definitely tamei. Im latahir, whether they tell you this person is definitely tahar. Zochar es asher osa Hashem lekech leMiriam, remember what Hashem your God has done to Miriam. And Rashi learns that this pasuk is telling you good advice. Im bosali zar, shaloi tilka b'tzaras, if you want to be careful, not to be afflicted with tzaras, al tesaper lashon hara. Do not speak lashon hara. Zechara ha'asa l'Miriam. Remember what was done to Miriam. Shedibra ba'achiha, because she spoke against her brother Moshe, v'lokesa b'negoyim, and she was afflicted with negoyim. So if you want to be sure that you will not receive the affliction of tzaras, remember what happened to Miriam and stay away from lashon hara. And the pasuk continues, kisasha v'reacha, if you will hold a debt against your friend, mashas me'uma, a debt of any amount of money, loisavei el beisoi la'avod avotoi, you shall not enter his house to take his mashkin, bachutz ta'amoid, but rather you shall stand outside, v'ho ish asher atonoi shevoi, and the person that you are collecting from, yoitzi eilecha es ha'avod achutza, he shall be the one to take the mashkin outside to you. Out of concern of the dignity of the borrower, the Torah forbids the lender to intrude into the privacy of the borrower's house. V'im ish anihu, and if this person is poor, leisishka ba'avoytai, you shall not go to sleep with the mashkin in your possession, but rather hoshev toshev loy es ha'avoyt, you shall return the mashkin to him, kivay ha'shemesh, when the sun sets, v'shochav v'salmosoy, and he will sleep with his garment, uverachecho, and he will bless you. And even if he does not bless you, ulecha tia tzedakah, it will be an act of righteousness before you, lifnei Hashem alekecha, before Hashem your God. And this pasuk is talking about a ksus laila, a garment that one sleeps with at night. And therefore you must return it to him by sunset, and you may take it back in the morning. The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim was talking about a ksus yoim, a garment that is used during the day. Such a garment should be returned to him in the morning and taken back at night. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud, Kisasha v'reacha, Tochoi b'chavercha, you will hold a debt against your friend. Mashas me'uma, choiv shel klom, a debt of any amount of money. Leisishka ba'avoytoi, Zot Rashi, leisishka ve'avoytoi eslecha, you shall not go to sleep with the mashkin still in your possession, but rather you should return it to him, kivay ha'shemesh, when the sun sets. Im ksus lailahu, if this is a ksus laila, a garment used at night. However, if it's a garment used during the day, return it to him in the morning. And this was already stated in Parashas Ve'ela HaMishpatim, where the Pasuk says, "Ad boi hashemesh tishivenu loy," you should return it to him until sunset. Kol hayom tishivenu loy, let him have it a whole day. Uchevoi hashemesh tikochenu, and when the sun sets, you shall take it back for yourself. So we see the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim is referring to ksus yoim, a garment used during the day. Uverachecho, and he will bless you. V'meinu mevarachecho, however, if he does not bless you, mikol mokom ulechot tia tzedakah, still it will be an act of righteousness before Hashem.